The Gulf oil spill may rearrange the map of oil and gas exploration in the U.S. Drilling in the Gulf was already expensive, and companies are expecting new regulations that will make it even pricier. As NPR's John Burnett reports, some independent oil companies may be headed back onshore.
The Gulf of Mexico is one of the world's major oil and gas provinces. The offshore industry was born here in 1947. It's close to the petrocapital of Houston, and, of course, it's in the backyard of the world's oil glutton. But the Gulf is about to get less attractive to work in. After the BP calamity, operators know that more stringent regulations are coming.
Anytime that you increase regulatory burden on any business, you make it more expensive, it takes longer, and it costs more.
Bruce Vincent is president of Swift Energy, which drills wells onshore and in the shallow waters of Louisiana and Texas. He's also chairman of the Independent Petroleum Association of America, which has more than 5,000 members. Vincent hastens to point out that his industry does not oppose additional regulation to prevent another deep water disaster, but he says what's coming is going to be tough on independents.
What will happen is regulators will build in even more redundancy. You'll need more equipment. You'll need to have it inspected more often. You'll probably need more people on site, certainly higher qualified people that will take more manpower. All of that will add cost and expense to it.
Independent oil companies hold a majority of the leases in the Gulf of Mexico, primarily on the continental shelf, though it's the majors that produce most of the oil from deepwater wells. In recent years, independents had already begun to pull out of the Gulf because their shallow water properties are mature and depleting. The oil spill is expected to continue that trend. Offshore operators are now looking at possibly higher liability. Last week, a Senate committee approved legislation to eliminate the $75 million cap on damages that oil companies can be forced to pay for oil spills. Industry insiders wonder if offshore drilling will become uninsurable for all but the supermajors and national oil companies. Bob Tippy, editor of the Oil and Gas Journal in Houston, believes the oil spill will permanently change the players in the Gulf of Mexico.
It's definitely a game changer. There's no question about it. The rules are going to change. The question is going to be, are the rules going to be constructive or are they going to be so onerous that many companies will just choose to move their investment elsewhere?
Uncertainty is the enemy of capital investment. One of the companies that's shifting its focus away from the Gulf is Houston-based Swift Energy. Again, company president Bruce Vincent.
We've reallocated some of our higher risk capital that we were looking at spending in the inland waters of Louisiana. And we reallocated it primarily to an operation we have in South Texas where we're exploiting the Eagle Ford Shale.
The Eagle Ford Shale is one of the hottest plays in the country because it contains not just natural gas, but oil. Swift Energy spends $5 to $9 million to drill a well in shale, a formation that requires high-pressure water fracturing and horizontal drilling to recover hydrocarbons. But that compares to $20 to $40 million for a shallow water well in the Gulf. Today, oil companies big and small are scrambling to buy up mineral leases in the Eagle Ford, which extends 250 miles across arid South Texas. DeWitt County Judge Ben Prousey says the shale boom has enabled his county to lower taxes, improve roads, and rent vacant buildings downtown.
The hotels are just, all of them seem to be crowded, of course, cafes and service stations. And, of course, there's been a lot of leases and these bonuses, you know, they pay for these three-year leases, and those have soared as high as $2,500 an acre.
Other shale formations around the country that contain not just gas but oil are also expected to become more popular as the Gulf disaster drags on. These include the Bakken Shale in North Dakota and Montana and the Niobrara Shale in Colorado. One man's oil spill is another man's bonanza. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.